So your home didn't sell the first time. Are you fed up? It's time to make a change. Hire the Selling with CC team to get your home sold. We like houses to sell, not sit. To schedule an appointment, go to sellingwithcc.com.
Now breakfast with Bocelli on 1010XL.
Brought to you by Carlson Enterprises, Jacksonville's first choice in roofing.
With the 34th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Cam Robinson, tackle, Alabama.
You know, I didn't hear anything like "Hi, Dan, Jeff," or I'm part of the drill.
You're begging for it.
I'll recap it Monday on the Monday morning. Corey could have plugged himself.
Yeah,
nothing.
Probably had some standards they were asking.
I think he was he's Tony Boselli, man. I think he was a little nervous.
Yeah. I think what you should have done, Big Bo, more than anything. I think I could be right. I know you like.
I thought it was outstanding, by the way.
All right.
I thought it was perfect.
You look plain.
Yeah, very plain. Very plain Jane from the suit to
what
the
delivery. What do you want me to do?
Well, I don't know. Drew Pearson, okay?
Yeah, what about Drew Pearson? He's all over the place.
Okay, what about Drew Pearson? Let's talk about Drew Pearson. They have like five Super Bowl titles.
Yeah.
They were in the playoffs last year. We've won a total of about 15 games.
All right, I'll give you an idea of something.
How about Dan and Jeff?
No, I'll give you an idea of
something. $200 in your pocket.
If you really had any balls, I said it. A great idea would have been to walk out there in a big yellow blazer. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
No, that's a little arrogant.
Right.
That would have been funny.
All right.
It's not arrogant.
No, listen.
Here's what you should have done.
What?
You know what we should have done? I should have called the pick, and we should go win ball games. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, he's all serious now.
Once we start winning ball games, then we
Sammy
start,
serious
you
know, this morning.
You're our conduit to the national world. We asked you for a favor. We enticed you with some cash money.
Cash money.
And you let us down. That's all.
That's
we'll move on.
$200 is not going to move
I think you should have done this. Here's what I think, Tony, and I don't know for sure. Because
$200 is not going to move the needle.
It's been a while. It's been a while since we talked about it, so I don't want to speak for you. But I know how much you liked Forrest Lamp. And we talked about that last week.
Yeah, I like Forrest Lamp a lot.
So I think what you should have done when you made the second round pick, you should have just announced Lamp. Screw it. We're going with Lamp. I'm the GM.
Yeah, I said I was going to do that Thursday night.
You did?
I didn't do it.
That's hard to do. Would that count, by the way? Would that count? What would happen if you went up and you went Lamp, even though the team said Robinson? Do they?
There's something
official already turned in, right?
Yeah. They would fire me and then reprimand me and they'd still have Cam Robinson. So.
Yeah, true. Robinson's a nice player, right? But he's not as versatile. He's a tackle.
Yeah, very good player. He's probably has the most upside of any offensive lineman in this draft.
All right, Big Bo, tell us what you think of the draft.
What I think of the
Jaguars draft?
I think you get the back. You're immediately better because of him.
Okay.
I've said from the beginning, picking a back that early, I've always been hesitant of it. But you look where what was left on the board and where they were. The only other guy they could have gotten that was in their kind of top four was the safety from LSU, who I think is a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't – if you match need and where guys are rated, you know, you pick Leonard Fournette. I understand that. You know, you're worried about picking a back that high. That's all. But he's the right pick.
Okay.
I said all along you had to go offensive line in the second round.
Okay.
I think I would have gone Lamp. I think Lamp it fits a need better as far as they need help in the interior, and that's what he is. He's a guard. But picking Cam Robinson is not bad. I mean, both of those – I said on Twitter, Cam Robinson has the ability to be a better player than Forrest Lamp.
Okay.
He has more talent, size, girth. I mean, he's really talented.
All right.
I think immediately Forrest Lamp might be better. And, you know, there's always been there's been some questions about Cam Robinson's maturity and some of the – decisions off the field, and if he's got that put behind him and he's ready to be a pro, I think it's a great pick, outstanding pick. He's a very good football player. After that, I would have picked Feeney out of Indiana in the third round. I said it all for the month leading up. This team needs help on the interior of the offensive line. They need depth. They need to get better. And they had an opportunity to pick Dan Feeney, which I believe would have pushed for a starting job immediately. At either guard position.
Tony, let me stop you for a second. There's clearly a disconnect between what the Jaguars think about their offensive line and what maybe some in the media and most of the fans think. So what are we missing, you know, when it comes down to they really, you know, I know they got a tackle. I'm not saying they didn't address the line, but I think all of us thought that at least one thing we've said on and on, you know, get two guards in the fifth and sixth round or fourth and fifth, and the fact that they didn't do that at all, what is it that they see down there that you think they see that, that maybe we're overlooking?
Well, let's start. Cam Robinson can play left guard.
Okay.
This year.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon Albert should come back. He's not going to be that dumb, I think, throw away $9.5 million.
Right.
Whatever the number is. So, you know, Brandon Albert should left tackle. I think Cam Robinson can slide in to be your left guard and be, do a good job. I said it a month and a half ago talking to somebody saying Cam Robinson might be a great guard. He's so big and physical. So I think they did address that part of it. In the third round, if it's me, I'm taking Feeney because you need more depth. And your question of the disconnect, they had the mindset that adding depth as a pass rusher, which I understand, pass rushers are critical. But I look at it as who's going to have a bigger impact and solidify this team more? Smoot, third-round pass rusher. Now, if he's Ngakoue, you know, okay, great, you hit it.
Right.
I don't know if you're going to hit back-to-back, you know, third-rounders like that. Or a third-round guard, and third-round guards typically are starters in this league. And I would have gone with the third-round guard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Smoot ends up with eight sacks, I mean, then you chose right. I think that they obviously don't see the need. They value guys like Amame and Reed and some of the other guys who are going to be competing for those guard spots much higher than I do. Obviously,
is there any?
Go ahead.
So, but Cam Robinson is a great pick. I don't want anyone to hear anything. I think it's a
sure.
Great pick.
Yeah, I like
I
him too.
Yeah. Camp, but Cam Robinson is a great pick, and if the maturity's there, and they've talked to him, so I mean, I don't know. Maybe the kid's a different human being. I mean, he got in trouble a couple years ago. All of us do stupid things when we're young. He is an extremely talented young man. I mean, gosh, you watch the tape. He is just a mauler, and he's nasty, and I love how he finishes people. So I really like the pick.
And he started every game, 43 games in 3 years. Oh, he didn't miss games, so durability also is a
stud.
Is how, a nice
hey, Tony,
thing.
How, here's the other thing. Here's the difference between him and Forrest Lamp.
Uh-huh.
What Cam Robinson has, Forrest Lamp will never have, and that's size, girth, and
right.
I mean, just a big human being. And Cam Robinson has been a great football player since high school.
Tony, how would you have
high school? He's a great player at Alabama.
How would you have responded if, in a different situation, the Jags had come in, you had joined the league as an All-American tackle, and they said, you know, we want you to play guard? Because I know Cam has said, I'm almost offended. I'm a tackle. I'm not a guard. So is there any kind of, you know, not convincing per se, but do you have to massage that at all if you ask him to do it for a year?
Well, I would pull up the tape of the 1996 Baltimore Ravens draft where they drafted Jonathan Ogden as the third overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
And he started at left guard for 1 year.
And nobody even remembers that either,
That's a great point you just made.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Tony Jones was the left tackle.
Maybe his best analysis point ever.
I like it. Boom.
That's a mic drop, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I would say. And I'd say, if you think you're better than the Hall of Famer, then we won't move you. But I know you're not, so let's just move to left guard.
Hey, is there any chance at all that Brandon Linder could move back to guard, and that combination would, you know, if it was Bawanko or Shatley. Bawanko, Shatley, I don't know. I'm just wondering, is that a better combination than the five, than going with one of those guards? I'm just asking.
No.
No? Okay.
Well, maybe Bawanko, but I don't, whatever. I mean, he was hurt last year. I've always been higher on Bawanko than I think they are.
Okay.
Because of his length and what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Bawanko, give him a look there. But I think Shatley is a swing guy. That's what his role is going to be. And it's kind of where you see his, right now at least, where he fits best.
You're listening to Breakfast with Baselli, presented by Carlson Enterprises, Jacksonville's first choice in roofing.
Tony,
That's
Sticks. That's our new update guy.
Our guy.
Yeah. Update guy. Sorry.
Yeah, I like Jordan's way better.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, I would agree.
Welcome to the land of Baselli, Sticks. You'll get used to it. All right. Tony, let me read you some of the reaction from around the league. And again, this is the negative reaction, but it's a polarizing pick when it comes to D.D. Westbrook. This guy, these are tweets from various people. Media members. When NFL scouts ask at OU, they got better reports on Joe Mixon than D.D. Westbrook. calculated gamble on Heisman finalists. Another. So McShay just said new Jags wide receiver D.D. Westbrook is the only player he's ever heard of being kicked out of a 15-minute combine interview. And then one more. And then there's this text just now from an AFC area scout on D.D. Westbrook. No thoughts. It is what it is. He's a degenerate. What overpowering physical trait or game day thought is it that had him, you know, take a risky pick? This is one of the riskiest.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He runs 4.3 and yeah. has 90 catches as a Heisman finalist and can return kicks. I mean, whether we like it or not, the world we live in, and all of it, just not sports. People like to talk about it, just sports. But if you're really super talented, people overlook things. And I didn't do the homework on the kid. I don't know anything about him. I mean, outside of knowing, he caught 1,000 balls at Oklahoma. He was never on my radar of like looking into, what's the kind of the history of it. So you just kind of go by what you read, and it sounds like every issue that he had was, he was never found guilty of anything from what I read. Maybe I'm wrong. But it does concern you if the consensus of what people are saying is he's not a good dude. So if you're going to draft a guy like that, and the talent he has, you basically tell him, if I was in charge and I drafted D.D. Westbrook, the first conversation I'd have with him, I'd sit him down and look at him in the eyes and say, let me explain something to you. You have one chance.
Right.
And if you so much as get a speeding ticket, I'm going to cut you.
Yeah.
I just didn't think – I'm just surprised they took a receiver at all.
Yeah.
I mean, did you think going into the draft that a receiver was
–
yeah, so that – to me, that's what made it that much more.
The fact that they drafted one offensive lineman, I'm still trying to get over.
Yeah.
As far as shocking, I mean,
the receivers were not very good last year. Just so you guys understand, it wasn't all Blake Bortles.
Yeah, the quarterback.
A lot of route running wrong. Go ask people.
Dan, you and I agree on that part.
Okay, I'm just saying.
You and I agree on that. Yeah. I'm just not saying that fourth rounder is typically where you find the help.
No, but it's a gamble. It's clearly a gamble. Does it work? We'll see. But it might be a gamble worth taking.
Would you
not agree
that were you not a little bit shocked that they only went one offensive lineman the entire
time? We all are. Yes. Yes. I was surprised. And I was also surprised.
It was a very thin – listen, it was a thin group of offensive linemen.
Right.
There's no doubt about that.
So maybe Feeney wasn't a third rounder in a good year. Maybe he's more of a fifth rounder, and then, why take him in the third, I guess. I don't know.
That undrafted tackle from Texas A&M is like a top 20 guy. What, Genesee something? What's his name? Anyway, just when it
comes
to
Tony, it says here
guys,
you have something at 8:30, so we need to move this along. Is this a big deal at 8:30?
You'll hear the announcement later.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's always a big deal if it involves an announcement.
And it involves Big Bo.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I look forward to where should we tune in for this big news?
There's no announcement.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'm with my it's my sister's birthday. And I'm with my family. So
well, happy birthday.
The Pacelli's party at 8:30 in the morning, man. That's up and at 'em. Those are
breakfast
there.
You got to have breakfast for them.
Breakfast with Pacelli, some mimosas.
That's all you need. Atta baby.
I like it.
All right, Big Bo. Well, we appreciate it. Good stuff as always, and good draft analysis.
Yeah, we'll see you at minicamp next week. I know, Jeff, you're always the mainstay at minicamps. Look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, there. I'll definitely be at I go to one a session.
Let's just hope.
Session. Do you count sessions as years?
Here's the deal. Although I will say this. We need to have proof and performance and the importance of being at minicamp, because every year I go to fewer minicamp and training camp practices than any of you guys, and I always peg them for – 3 less wins than you guys do. So I'd say I'm probably doing the listeners a service.
There's no one quite like you.
I'm just saying.
You can go to 15 minutes of practices all year and you nail it.
That's what I was trying to say. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. Or I could go to a mall and be like you and tell everyone we're going to the playoffs. So who do they trust less?
Thank you, Tom.
There you go.
Don Anthony Baselli Jr.